The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The most unique NBA podcast is out on Odyssey. Heat Check with Trista Crick is funnier, edgier, and more insightful than wherever you're getting your NBA entertainment from.
And the multiverse of madness. Is there a alternate universe where he plays with Embiid? Is there an alternate universe where he gets skinny? I don't know. Is there an alternate universe where Kyrie Irving gets vaccinated? Multiverse of madness.
Heat Check with Trista Crick can be found on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Nah, 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 come on.
A little news around the league. First and foremost, bad news for Danny Ainge and the Utah Jazz. Poor Danny. Danny doesn't get to fleece because the Knicks look now like they are facing a straight-up tampering charge over signing Jalen Brunson, which, let's face it, might be the most difficult thing to prove in the history of provability. And duh, his dad works for the team. The guy who's running the team held Jalen Brunson when he was 2 weeks old. His former agent is running the team. His son of the agent that's now running the team is his current agent. If you don't think that this thing is like all kinds of muddled to a point where I don't even know if you got access to their tech streams, whether they would you would even be able to know what when was tampering and when wasn't. It's all tampering. The entire relationship is tampering. Players constantly lobbying with each other already. You've got executives that have relationships, especially with agents that turn into GMs that used to represent players that they're currently trying to acquire that they still have very much in their phone and good relationships with. Team execs casually running into players, casually running into other executives to make trades on the DL. Adam Silver, you got to stop with this. And considering that the fact that the Knicks employed Jalen's father and that the GM is his best friend, I don't think you can prove this. The only thing, though, that won't surprise me is that Adam Silver is going to try to make an example out of the Knicks and probably take one first-round pick away. That's the silver lining. Since the Utah Jazz want all the Knicks first-rounders for Donovan Mitchell, the league just made it that much harder for Trader Danny to gouge. They call him the gouger. For Trader Danny the gouger to fleece the Knicks and to gouge. And truthfully, makes it much harder for the Knicks to actually acquire Mitchell to play at MSG, which is what we know he wants to do because he's basically been on a tour of every New York sports team from the time his team got bounced out of the playoffs to, I don't know, probably right when this podcast is airing. Moving on, Jovan Buha, one of the best in the game at The Athletic, dropped an interesting piece of kind of an all-around-the-league segment as well. Bunch of storylines around the NBA. One of the talking points I thought was interesting and I wanted to bring up was around Darvin Ham, the new Lakers head coach. And Jovan Buha said that Darvin Ham, according to his reporting, has the complete power and green light to not only bench Russell Westbrook in the fourth quarter, but also remove Westbrook entirely from the starting lineup. Probably also removing Russell Westbrook entirely from the roster as well. Hey, just sit your ass at home. But you know, to me, what this implies, I was like, wow, if this is being stated publicly, hey, Darvin Ham's got the green light. Whatever he wants to do as it relates to Russell Westbrook, he can do. Means that at the very least, there's a lot of confusion about Kurt and Linda Rambis and where they were at in terms of using Frank Vogel as their little puppeteer. Puppeteer is the puppeteer. No, as their puppet. They were the puppet. Marionette. That's the one. Marionette. That implies to me that Frank Vogel had zero power. He was just a figurehead. He was in there to be the whipping post if shit went bad, where they're like, hey, Frank Vogel, just take your money, accept the money, stand up there on the podium, say what we tell you to say, and when you end up losing, we'll let you run. And you'll be the one that we blame it on, but that's what the nature of this relationship is. I don't see Darvin Ham going for that shit. Knowing his background and what he did and where he comes from and the championship pedigree, coming from Milwaukee, no shot. He's like, listen, I'm not coming over here to just be your puppet. No shot. And the bottom line to me with Russell Westbrook, which we know, and we've said this a million times, is that he can't be on the floor at the same time as Anthony Davis and LeBron. Russ shot under 30% from three last year. He turned the ball over four times a game. When Russ struggles and gets benched, what's he going to do? Is he going to take it well? What do you think? It's only going to get more tense. So I think there's going to be a lot of Laker finger pointing. I think we're going to hear more from Linda and Kurt Rambis. There's going to be chatter around that. Who knows what happens with our man Rob Pelinka? Maybe he gets on the hot seat. And I'm not trying to pile on Russ, because at one point, I think if he's the primary ball handler for a team, he can be very effective. But there's not that many teams that want him to be their primary ball handler, because in the case of him and Ben Simmons, you have to be able to shoot a jump shot effectively to be that. So, I don't know. What does that mean? Does it mean he thugs it out on the bench? He's just a guy, 12th, 13th man on the bench, just getting Gatorades for the rest of the crew? Is he now just bringing up team equipment on the bus? Is he just the rah-rah guy? I don't know. Does he get traded? Does he get bought out? Does he get traded then bought out? Does he retire? But all I know is, based on this reporting, Russ is not getting 35 minutes a game again, which is good for the Lakers, not good for Russ, and not great for Heat Check, where there's lots of drama to cover. Finally, big news for the Heat Checkers. I've been looking for this for a long time now. It's a hard thing to find. And something happened. It was just great fortune for me. Is that on Twitter, the thing that I have been trying to acquire for so long was up for sale. A PS5, folks, from Jeannie Buss herself. Selling a PS5 for the low price of $540. All for charity. She only had three. I got one. I happened to get one of the PS5s. I haven't gotten the PS5 yet, but I paid the $540. And the problem was, after that, there was a retweeted tweet from the Lakers saying that Jeannie Buss got her account hacked. So Jeannie Buss, before her account got hacked, she was selling off all of her stuff. She's selling off all her PS5s. I don't know what she was doing. And, you know, wild that Jeannie Buss got hacked. Because, you know me, I got hacked for the shoe thing where I wanted free shoes and to be a shoe influencer. I'm not sure what ended up getting her hacked. And I'm not sure what the hacker's password that they found was. Like, to me, do you think her password was closer to Phil and Jeannie 0824 or Lakers boss bitch 2010, which was the last time the Lakers won a ring? Like, to me, I think it's probably Lakers boss bitch 2010. My girl Jeannie Buss got caught in the Nigerian print scam with the same photo of the PS5 that everybody else had when they got hacked. I DM'd her and she DM'd me back in all seriousness. So when she gets her account back, we will have that interaction back and forth via DM, which means now I have access to her DMs moving forward. Just a little hack of my own trick. Once you go back and forth with the celebrity, they cannot. You've had it. The interaction has happened. So maybe we'll get Jeannie Buss on the pod and ask her about those PS5s. That's all the time that we have for the Heat Check. So much to dissect there. We don't have time for it. We'll be back. Yeah. We've got Kurt Rambis, and for the low price of $540, you also get Russell Westbrook with a PS5. You also get, his shoes, his socks, and him. So we will be back Monday with a very, very special episode featuring the logo himself, Jerry West. We have two episodes that will come out. We are currently in the process of making sure that the quality is as good as possible for you. Please do not forget to watch that. Just share with your friends. Hopefully the quotes that we got from this interview will be something that we can get all over the NBA landscape. And follow us on social at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.